a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Welcome, AJ, from the newsroom.
Hi, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good, mate. Well,
first well. Time, AJ.
First time lyrical headlines. Very excited, Lingy.
Good. You got the but-up-but-up-but-up. Beautiful, too.
What's the theme for this week? Is it cherry-related?
It is not. But last week, I was hoping we would have...
Oh, sorry. It took me a while.
It took me until you started laughing. Okay. We were talking about
like, that. What is he? What? Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
No, so I get bogged down.
I took away the opportunity to just do songs that I like as an introduction. But
excellent.
What we've gone is last week while we were away for Anzac Day, the
yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were announced. So who's going in? So we've taken a few artists who are going into this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as our theme for the week.
Okay. Right. And just is anyone...
Don't Google.
Are you across... do you know?
And
no.
I've,
no.
Oh, okay. And to cover it off... We've got a song from the 2000s, a song from the 90s, a song from the 80s, and even a song from the
70s. Oh, okay.
Lingy is in his element.
I'm in the game.
All right, what you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to these songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play best of three styles. Let's do... Lyrical headlines, question number one.
G'day, it's AJ with your K-Rock update. And no matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside.
Damn.
Tom.
Go, Tom.
Tom, can I do it? Can I go in?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get Tom. So it's Sure Believe.
You would be correct,
Damn.
Tom.
What can I say? I'm a big Cher guy.
That stunned me that she wasn't already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes,
going in this year.
Love her.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one, Brian.
I know, me too. My brain did, but the other part of it didn't.
That is your wheelhouse. Okay.
Half of it did.
Sure.
Yes.
All right, 1 point to me. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition of Lyrical Headlines.
G'day, it's AJ with your K-Rock update. Let's get crunk up on it, have fun up in this dancer. We got y'all open, now you're floating, so you got to dance for me.
Yeah.
Don't need...
Great effort too, AJ.
You're singing it in your head, I know you are.
Oh, damn. Oh, no.
Can you
damn,
stop saying your name and
okay,
not have an answer
sorry,
ready to
right,
go?
Right, you're out again. AJ, some more lyrics for the rest of us, please.
I know it.
I know the song. I'm just not sure who does it or what it's called.
What?
Don't need no hateration, yeah. holleration in this dancer. Let's get it percolating while you're waiting, so just dance for me.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So just dance for. I don't know who sings that. Do I know who
You've
sings
got the
that?
Tune
okay,
perfectly.
Okay. Can I? No, I've buzzed out. Can I buzz in again if everyone else?
Yeah, but you don't
out?
Get a point.
Just yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Mary J. Blige.
It is Mary J.
Yes.
Blige.
All right. And what's the song?
Dance for me.
No, it's called Family Reunion.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's Family Reunion. Okay. Well, okay.
We
yeah. okay. Let's. This is what it should sound like. I just didn't want to guess and be wrong. I'm happy to not know, like, and not have a go. You know, it's better to not try than to be
great. Great advice,
Tom.
Kids out there.
Yeah.
Just, all right, you're on one, Tommy.
All right, here we go. Lyrical headlines. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Question number three.
G'day, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I've got to take a little time.
Loggy.
Oh, you're going so early.
Done it again.
So early.
I want to know what love is, and it's Foreigner.
That is correct.
Oh, great guess.
Okay, thank you, second phrase.
Great get, mate.
Tiebreaker needed. I'll step out.
Okay.
If I haven't already.
Of the studio.
No, you can be a draw. Then everybody
okay.
wins.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a bit of fun, isn't it? All right, this is the tiebreaker. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition of Lyrical Headlines.
G'day, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Crazy. That's how it goes. Millions of people living As foes, maybe it's not too late
Lockie.
To learn.
Okay, it is.
For the win.
It's Ozzy Osbourne's band called.
Oh, come on.
Def Leppard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why
white,
am I
white,
having it?
White Snake.
No, it's.
Oh, use the hint of the colour.
It's. Oh, my God. Why can't I. Why can't, Black. Samba. No.
Oh, oh no.
Why can't I get it? My brain is gone. It's Bit Ozzy more, Osbourne. I know that.
I know the band, but I don't know the song. Do you know it?
No, I don't know the song.
Okay. Go, keep going. Lyrics. More lyrics.
Oh,
do you have more lyrics?
What are we up to? Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Mental wounds not healing. Life's a bit of shame. The next line gives it away, but
go on.
I'm
go.
Going off the rails on a crazy train.
There you
Tom.
Go.
Sorry, Tom, you can have it because I have no idea.
Is it Black Sabbath Crazy Train? No, it's not Black
no,
Sabbath. Is it? I didn't
Ozzy
think it
Osbourne
was.
Ozzy Osbourne is a solo artist.
Ah.
With Crazy Train.
Well, I'd say that's a draw, Tom.
I'd say
you?
I'd say
that. That was one of the most mediocre draws we've ever had. <in our life. laughs>
Yes. I'm so sorry. It I don't know not, why my brain didn't know that.
Does not taste
like
good.
Samba.
That's for sure.
AJ, you were great.
Yeah,
that
you
was
were
mediocre.
Yeah, well
it
done,
was
AJ.
Us.
Yeah. Well done, AJ.
Brilliant. All right, that's the Lyrical Headlines for this week. With a no resolve, we'll play again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm usually the one that will drop a bomb and then turn the mics on. You are not allowed to do it. So I think it's cute when I do it, but when you do it, it's just hard to work with. Honestly, if you want to know
what.
No, don't. Please, for the love of God, do not. But I tell you what, if you want to know what Loggy said, 52232955, maybe you can help us with this as well.
Okay. God, well, I need Kylie's something. Calling. Maybe she wants to know what, maybe she wants to know about it on air.
No. Kylie, hold the line.
Okay. Yesterday, we chatted to Rob. Come on, Tom.
I feel dizzy.
We chatted to Rob Schneider, right?
We did. Great chat.
Which was so amazing. And how open is he and everything? And he's coming to Melbourne. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you missed it, it's on the podcast. But there was one little snippet of the interview. We were asking him about his relationship with Adam Sandler. What's that relationship like? Are you still quite close together?
I call him my billionaire stalker. You know, if you have a billionaire stalker, but he'll call me at 2 o'clock in the morning and not think twice about it.
And so you refused to put the swish out. So we were like, oh, I said, oh, yeah, that's so me too. Like if anyone calls me, I'm like, oh, whatever. Like what's going on? I'll answer my phone. And the two of you were shocked.
Completely shocked because I'm like, how's he calling him at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because if I'm Rob, I'm not hearing it because my phone goes on silent, sometimes vibrate. Because I figure if someone's really, really needs to get a hold of me, the phone will vibrate on my bedside table long enough and maybe slightly wake me up.
Depends on the mood of the evening, hey, Cameron.
Oh, man.
Can you call me again? Can you get that phone? Nah, keep calling.
Yeah.
You.
When it goes to voicemail, hang up and call again.
You log. You leave your phone on.
On, 100%. Because in my brain, if someone needs me, I'm there.
On loud.
On loud. Messages, phone calls, Facebook
That's
notifications.
Awful, dreadful, and how painful to sleep next to. No wonder
no,
you guys don't need to sleep in the same
bed.
What
about text messages and that keep
yeah.
going ding?
No, but people
ding.
Know. They don't text
no,
me.
No, they don't
well,
know, mate. They
you
do not.
Know.
And that's why I have, it's for clarity also, all three of us are iPhone people. Mm. So I have my focus set to personal. So I have so it's like do not disturb. But it's personal, so you set it to people that can contact you. So
oh,
I've got a short
you?
List. Pretty much, it pretty much is. I get told if this station goes off air,
okay,
and basically you guys, and that's
oh,
it. And my mum.
So we get on there.
You're on the list. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, but see, this is the thing. What if my mum needs you for some reason, and it's like, oh, you know. Loggy's asleep and oh, we can't wake her. Oh no. And she goes to call you or Jimmy. You don't, that's it. You won't know.
Why does Tom have to cop that one?
Yeah.
Because no, but see, I can't live in a world where if someone wants to contact me, I can't be contactable.
See, people love being not contactable.
Yeah, but not at night when it's like I could see during the day. Oh, Tom's calling, delete. Whereas during the night time,
you're going to have to wake up and go, oh, Tom's
that's
calling,
fine. I can
delete.
Fall back asleep.
No.
Sleeping with your phone on loud is okay.
Ridiculous.
Think
ridiculous.
So
completely ridiculous.
What are we asking?
Well, I want to ask the question. What
which way do you go? Which way do you go on this? Is it Log, who you've got to be contactable 24/7? It's on loud. I try and ring. Someone needs to ring at 2 o'clock in the morning. Bang, they can get Loggy. Yeah. Or is it okay to put it on silent?
Yep.
And just not want to bar of anyone. Or Tommy's a bit lardy there, isn't he? He's got his select list.
I have a list. Or I would love to hear from some person that is unhinged and just turns their phone off when they go to bed.
Oh, my God. Actually, no one turns their phone off. No one turns their phone off.
Just saying that feels awful.
No one does that. Ashley in Mount Moriac, what about you? How do you leave your phone at night?
Look, at night time, I have it programmed to go on to do not disturb mode. I think it's between 9:30 p.m. and about 7:30 a.m. So if the person calls me three times in a row, then it will actually start ringing. But otherwise, it just goes to do not disturb mode. And a good example where it actually did work was, I won't go into too many details because it's too long a story, but... my dad was camping and had a satellite phone. He called the emergency services in Canberra and they were calling me here in Geelong saying he's trying to call us. And that was a time that the phone actually did ring and it was a real emergency.
Yes.
Wow.
And he had to ring three times.
To get some help, and I was able to say, oh, yes, my dad is camping. Yeah, he's probably stuck on a mountain, side of the mountain somewhere. And they did have to get a chopper and send it to his location.
Oh my God.
It was actually very useful. Yeah.
Yeah, right. imagine if they called you and you answered the first time, though.
Well, it did take them two rings before I answered the phone.
I love the tech of the do not disturb and it takes three calls in a row. Karen's on the line from Clifton Springs. Karen, where do you land on this out of the three of us and our combination?
If my two girls aren't home, then my phone's on loud.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is on silent.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of generally another one for me, I reckon, Log, but also understand that when someone's not home. So that's two for me.
So when your boys are out at the club.
Yeah, when they're at the club.
Yeah. 11, 9 and
you mean when Dodgy's out?
Yeah, when Dodgy's out.
Oh, when Dodgy's out, my phone is on silent.
My phone's at the bottom of the pool.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, it was Monday when you said to me, I found out some information that will fracture this team. And I was like, tell me. And you said, oh, no, I've got to drag it out for 3 days.
No, I needed permission to talk about it.
I tried to block it multiple times.
It was right there in front of us.
Until the GM was just like, just don't be an idiot. Yeah. You can just say it.
Now, yesterday we announced what it was, and it was that Tom got Aldi slides. And you're like, putrid, but I really liked them, right?
Yeah. So we did that here yesterday. You had a big tumble. You fell off your high horse.
Well, because I thought you went to SeaWorld, and I still don't know for sure whether you did or you didn't, but I was going to go you because seeing and paying for animals in pain is not something that you should teach children. Sorry, there I said it. Anyway... I received something yesterday that really perked me up. Some photographic evidence of something that has happened to one person in this team, and I believe it may fracture us. Now, the thing is, I'm going to let you two sit on it for the rest of the week, all right? Because you don't know who it is and what they've done. But this evidence is glorious.
This better not be another thing from my holiday in Queensland. Is this another thing? Have you got a mole in my sort of family or my friendship group and they're just feeding you information?
All I know.
This isn't a good look for you.
I know.
This is
smug.
Not a good look. Smug as
so
hell.
Smug.
What do you mean you stew on it for the rest of the week?
I'm not
After today,
you.
I ain't coming in for a few days.
Exactly. Stew on it.
Tell us now.
And you can stew on it too. I'll let you know Monday with the photographic evidence that is going to shake the foundations of Tom, Lee and Loggy.
Can you just at least sort of give us some sort of like indication as to...
At least I said it was from Tom's holiday. Give us a clue what this is from.
Oh, isn't it nice to get little tidbits of information? Oh, please, Loggy, tell us. That fell on deaf ears the other day, didn't it? And I was like, Cameron, come on. Tell me. It is from Tom's Holiday.
Oh, come on!
It is?
Can't a man go away for a week and
is
have
really?
A nice time?
From Tom's Holiday.
Will I be on board with this or am I going to be...
Not be on board with this.
Am I going to be angry at him?
It is going to give you something.
Upset?
It is going to give you fuel to the big old fire in your belly, Cameron.
Come on! I'm never going on holidays again, or I'm going on holidays forever.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.